Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think the Patriots are going to win this football game because of the fact of their ability to run the football, mental toughness, and for some reason, Josh Allen, I just feel like he wants to make a mistake. And if you go back to even the second game, he wanted to throw a pick six, and J.C. Jackson almost caught that football. And if he would have caught the ball, they would have won the football game. So I really think that there might be like a turnover or a couple interceptions.
Aha! Late night, WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. It's KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out. Rob Ninkovich from ESPN and former Patriot is in my head because he's inside the Bills' head for tomorrow night's playoff game in Orchard Park. Good seats still available. Producer Justin, thank you so much for being here, man. I cannot wait for tomorrow night's game, brother.
Glad we're more excited than the Buffalo fan base is, clearly.
You know what really pushed my excitement to another level that I did not think could exist? Like right before I came in tonight. My wife and daughter are watching some weird Zac Efron movie where they're dancing at a Bible camp. And I'm like, oh, the game needs to start like in a half hour. So I cannot wait to see this mental breakdown happen in Buffalo. Welcome, Buffalo fans. I know you're here. Because home is not where the Bills' heart is. See, the Bills love being the spoiler. Let's go on the road. Let's go into their stadium. Get in their fans' face, show them what Bills Mafia is all about, like Stephon Diggs did at Gillette Stadium. But like that Police song, there's a voice that's inside their heads that reminds them that Buffalo is a secondary city in its own state, even though it's the only NFL team that has a New York football team in New York. And last week, the governor just said, Buffalo's not getting a dome. Oh, boy. Syracuse could get a dome, but we can't? No. Buffalo. See, the players are reminded that hundreds of playoff tickets were still for sale as early as this morning against the team that's supposed to be their sworn enemy. This is the team that Stephon Diggs was cursing at fans at the end of a football game where they scored an additional touchdown all under the guise of, well, we knew we had to score because we're in their head. The Harbor One hotline is wide open, 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. Love to get a score from you because my score may shock you for tomorrow night's playoff game in Orchard Park where good tickets are still available. See, the voice that's inside Buffalo's head is, we've got to put in all this work to beat our loser image. It could all slip away tomorrow night. Now, if you asked me seven times this week, well, what if the Bills were playing at Foxborough, who would you pick? Seven times I would say the Bills would win this game. Tomorrow, they don't win the game. In fact, I'd say if Buffalo was playing the game here and we were the AFC East champions hoisting up JV banners like they do, I would say, you know what, Buffalo probably by seven. And it could get ugly late, like the last game. But I tell you, Saturday night, it's Patriots by three. In fact, here's Diana Rossini on ESPN talking about Josh Allen and some of his foot issues.
Issue with Josh Allen over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh to? Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra.
We'll get to that in a moment. It's that bad. Cold feet. The voices are loud inside the head of Bills Mafia, the Bills team. Josh Allen is better on the road in passer rating, completion percentage, yards per attempt, passing yards, rushing yards. He's even better on the road at fumbling the ball, meaning he fumbles it more at home than he does on the road. Could it be that the fan base overwhelms the team? Here's Greg Cosell on the Tucker podcast talking about the Bills depend on the quarterback more than anybody else in the NFL.
It's a positive and a negative because he does have to be Superman. This is the most quarterback-centric team in the NFL. And this was an Allen game. He had 47 dropbacks. He had 12 runs, both designed and secondary action. The key was this. We know he can make great throws and great plays with his legs. We know that. The key was this. He did not get sacked. He did not commit a turnover. And he was hugely efficient on third down. He was 7 for 11 for 72 yards with 6 of those 7 completions resulting in first down.
See, the players in the NFL are in business with the NFL in different locations. While some fan bases are dependent on the NFL for their personal identity. Buffalo. All their emotions are tied up into Josh Allen. Even a financial advisor would tell you, you put all your money in that one basket? But look. Look at Green Bay. They're small, like Buffalo, but it was all about timing. When they won the 2 Super Bowls, it was the first 2, and because it was Vince Lombardi, Green Bay has become a destination place while Buffalo has missed its window. Hello, Brett Favre, in the early 90s. Yeah, Buffalo could have been that destination place for the AFC. We're small, but we're winners. Well, they're still small and still losers. See, the current Bills players know that if this team can't get the Bills over the hump, their agent might find teams for those players who can. That's why tomorrow may be one of the most critical games in the history of that franchise. I would say it's even worse than Leon Lett in the fumbles, though this same Bills franchise is the reason why a bunch of delusional Cowboys fans run around like they think they're champions. Yeah. If it wasn't for the Bills, the Cowboys wouldn't have won almost as long as the Bills have lost. But last week, the New York governor said, Buffalo, you're not getting a dome. Tomorrow night will be the night that everything changed. Again, for this Bill franchise. They will be the mountain oysters of the NFL. Ever have them? I don't recommend them. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Take your calls, get your score. I'm calling 1713 Patriots, 1714 Patriots over the Bills. Now to Bills Mafia, who have been barking and barking and barking and barking. And weeks ago, for those who've listened during this time, who've caught me here on WEEI when I've been able to get in, I said if there was going to be a third matchup, I was going to take the best thing that was from Buffalo, not its wings, and put it in your face. This is worse than Buffalo colding. Hit it, Justin.
Ah, Bills Mafia. Thought I was going to let you go? I told you I'd take the best thing from Buffalo, Rick James, and put it in your face for Saturday night to tell you about your franchise. They're super weak.
The fans, they act like schoolyard girls. Trophies are for participating.
And there's no winner banners in their town.
We won
the AFC East.
In a stadium or a ring.
Oh, even the Sabres are bad.
It's been over 50 years and more. NFL championships, they're waiting. And you can never let their spirits down. Even though their franchise is super weak. Bills Mafia thinks they're hot now.
Franchise is super weak.
You really hate the Patriots.
And their multiple Super Bowl rings.
You always will be chasing us.
Like O.J. on TV.
Call up your shrink on Monday.
Cause you'll need therapy.
Fans up tight. Pat Saturday night. Bills Mafia playoff choking. Again.
Yeah, baby, like Rick James said, participation trophies are a hell of a drug, Bills Mafia. Putting up JV banners in a varsity sport. To be the man, you have to hold a Lombardi in your hand.
Super weak. The Bills are super weak. Super weak. Have been since 93.
You're not winners. One more time for Buffalo. Sing it, Rick. Let's do this again. Tell them how that franchise is.
Super weak. The Bills are super weak. Super weak. Have been since 93.
Talk to me when you win a Super Bowl. You're 0-4. Come on, sing it, kids. Sing along.
Super weak. Super weak.
They have no Lombardis.
Super weak.
You have no Lombardis.
Sing.
Super weak.
You have no Lombardis. Super weak.
The Bills franchise is super weak, and you have been since 93. I feel bad for you, and your governor even says you're not getting a dome. 1714. Harbor One Hotline, 617-779-7937, or the text line, 37937. I had, Justin, can we give a hand to my 10-year-old daughter who sang back up right there? Because you know what? Both of my kids weren't born the last time the Bills won anything that was worth hanging up, like an AFC championship banner. That's worth hanging up.
Look at them, not shy at all, ready to go. They were ready for the moment. First duet of a parody song you've had.
Yeah, well, here. I put the kid to work before. Just child labor laws, you have to kind of slow that down. We'll talk more of the big game tomorrow night. I've got Patriots 17-14 in Orchard Park. What do you have? Send your text in 37937, or of course on the Harbor One Hotline. Love to get your thoughts. We'll hear from Mac Jones here in moments. But right now, it is time to trend.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com. Super Wild Card Weekend kicks off tomorrow with the Raiders traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals at 4:30, and your New England Patriots traveling to Buffalo to take on those Bills at 8:15.
Super week.
The Patriots, they've ruled out starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn, and they have 12 players listed as questionable going into tomorrow. Jalen Mills, he also remains on the COVID list for the Patriots, but he still has an outside shot to clear protocols and return in time. As for the Bills, well, Super KJ, weak. One thing they've got going for them is they have no players listed on the injury report.
They have no Lombardis.
That too. The Celtics, they had their three-game win streak snapped tonight in a 111-99 loss to the 76ers in the game that was put away early, courtesy to a 28-2 first quarter run by the 76ers. The Celtics turned the ball over 20 times as the starters were pulled at the 9-minute mark of the fourth quarter. The Seas will return back home tomorrow to take on the Chicago Bulls at the Garden tomorrow night. Tip-off is set for 8:30 p.m. The Bruins, they'll host the first game of the Garden doubleheader tomorrow as they look to build on their four-game win streak tomorrow as they take on the Nashville Predators. Puck drop from TD Garden is set for 1 p.m. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. More Late Night with KJ coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're right back to EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Yeah, I definitely think this is not their first rodeo, and they've been through a lot of really close games in these type of situations, and just trying to listen to the advice they have, and whether it's Josh or Coach Belichick or anybody, even the older players who have done this before. And, you know, it is another game, but there is more at stake, and you have to realize that there's not a lot of room for error. And that's kind of what makes it fun. It's more pressure. And like I said, you prepare well, you feel comfortable. And then at that point you go play the game that you've played since you were little.
Late Night WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Thank you so much for hanging out. It's KJ, the Harbor One Hotline, 617-779-7937. That's Mac Jones talking about how he's been getting prepared for his first playoff game. And I've got to say, Justin, by demand, though some people have asked for the parody to hear it again, we'll do it again next hour, Super Week, about the Bills franchise and what tomorrow night looks like. But Mac Jones has to be ready. This is a make-or-break game. I've said it for several weeks that we stop calling Mac Jones a rookie because now there are no rookies in the playoffs. I don't care if this is their first year in the NFL. Rookie mistakes can cost rookie playoff checks. I mean, it can cost playoff checks. Some guys may not be able to see this ever. Some guys may never sniff the playoffs again. I'm not saying, look, you've got to do everything now, but there can't be week three and week four mistakes happening tomorrow night in Orchard Park. I said that, you know, look, the Bills, they'll be mountain oysters. Look, I have to show a little compassion. They're really nice people there. I used to go to Buffalo for summers.
That's the Canadian side, though.
The Canadian side over in Toronto?
The Canadian side. Those are the nice people.
I mean, the beer is better on the other side of the other side of the water there. No, but seriously, you will be mountain oysters of the NFL if you lose tomorrow night, Buffalo. Because there'll be two things at play. A, you lost to a rookie quarterback. B, you lost at home. C, the whole idea about being in Buffalo is to have a home playoff game. And I just pointed out how Josh Allen is so much better on the road at so many other things than they are at home. There's a lot of pressure on that team. Almost to the point where I would say there's even less pressure on Mac Jones than most people actually realize. Because so much pressure is on that franchise, that city. Now imagine if Governor Cuomo was still the governor there in New York. I could see it being called the Cuomo Dome. It sounds like the whole story with the guy. Yeah, you come to the Cuomo Dome. Okay, that's cutting it too close. But look, the Bills know that Saturday night's game means everything to that franchise. And Mac Jones just has to be careful because, look, While their defense has pretty much laid an egg, the Bills have when it's come to the run game. The passing game, they've been on point at home. And I think that's where you get the whole thing. We want Mac Jones to beat us because we know on the ground anybody can beat us, say the Bills. But Rodney Harrison was on Maloney and Fourier and says, look, he doesn't think this Patriots team has it.
So where are you right now with the New England Patriots?
I can't say that I'm overly confident right now. It's just, you know, like watching them play, and I watched a little bit because I've been all over the place, but just watching them play, it just, they have to get back to being aggressive, that aggressive mindset, you know, and I know they're trying to bring Mac Jones along, but you know, this is the playoffs. He's no longer a rookie, man. You got to let him go. You know, you got to run the ball. You got to play some good defense, and the defense has to do a better job of being more aggressive against Josh Allen, not letting him hold the ball all day, not rushing scared. Get after this dude, man. This is the playoffs, and make him make plays. But you kid, the longer he holds the football, the better he becomes. So when he runs the football, you got to pound him. You got to hit him every single time. Guys got to fly around, play with emotion. This is the playoffs. This is what you play for when you play in the National Football League. It's not just money, but this to have an opportunity to play in the biggest games.
Yeah. I mean, when you get down to this, these last six on each side, last seven, there are teams that, you know, they started their season and believe that they belong here. Think about how hot the Indianapolis Colts are right now. Not only did they pretty much have to play Carson Wentz 75% of the time, and it would kick in a first-round draft pick next year to the Philadelphia Eagles, but they didn't make the playoffs. So now you're like one of those teams that's still going to give Philadelphia a great. So look, some teams offer up the farm to make it to the playoffs. Getting to the playoffs even determines what draft deals you may have made. And the Eagles are in the playoffs. Like they, so again, that's what Rodney said, what I said before the break, before that sound clip there. Stop calling Mac a rookie. Those days are over, right? And so if there's one thing I would like to see happen with Mac tomorrow, just being realistic of how the defense for the Bills are going to approach him. Don't take a bunch of sacks, especially when it's going to knock you out of field goal range. Assume they're coming for you if it's 3rd and 7 and the Patriots are at the 25, 28-yard line. In Bill's territory, because they want to see him. They want to see him hold the ball and go down with it, bro. Step on the right side or the left side of those little hash marks and toss that thing out of bounds. I think that's the one thing that Mac probably needs to show tomorrow night when trouble does arrive: the ability to throw the ball away, live another day, do not give up yards. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. Thank you so much for listening to Late Night with KJ here. Let's go through a couple of texts on the text line. Justin, what do you got?
So we got this one from the 203. Patriots win 24-17. Kyler, similar to your prediction.
Yeah, 24-17. I don't know if the game gets that high scoring. I looked at the weather for Buffalo, like negative teen wind chills. Fourier texted out earlier this week, something that my wife says all the time. Like, hey, why say it feels like fill in the blank? And just not, just, well, just make that the temperature, right? Animals don't discuss with each other what the temperature is. And then most of the time, like the official temperature is where the airport is. Like where your airport, that's the official. Like, so just because the airport has this temperature doesn't mean that's the temperature at my house.
Especially in like Boston, for example.
Oh
like,
my God.
Logan's right on the water.
Yeah, exactly. Like when the snow totals come, it's like, well, Boston got 5 inches. Like, really? How come my back is killing me here in Norwood from shoveling out a foot? I hate that. Just, you know, we're in a computer world now. Let a place be a place and let the wind chill be the actual temperature. If that's what it feels like, that's what people say.
Where did they come up with that number anyway? It feels like this.
So in a crazy way, you've probably heard that I've like walked into something everywhere. When I worked in television in my early college days, I kind of interned in the weather department. And so wind chill factors in humidity, UV ray, stuff like that. That's how you get your wind chill, right? So it's kind of like the less protected you are. So it says it feels like this to the skin because the UV ray is not this particular level and the cloud level is only this. It's It's a stupid combination. I would just say, if it feels like negative 11, let's just roll with negative 11 and deal with it. But that's why I don't see a whole lot of balls being thrown around tomorrow. But again, I just don't see the score getting that high, but I do see the Patriots winning. All right, what else you got on the text line?
Yes, this one from the 413. Okay. Josh Allen is a good Steve McNair.
No. Okay, in a small world, I actually helped put together Steve McNair's NFL tape. I used to be a video editor for a show called Black College Sports Today in the early 90s. No. And the reason why I say that is because Steve McNair wasn't a walking mistake. There was no guarantee that you were going to get a mistake out of Steve McNair. You'll get a mistake out of Josh Allen. You heard Rob Ninkovich mention it at the top of the show. Like, the pressure of everything going on, and I respect that actual take, actually, but I disagree. With Josh Allen, you can expect in his head. Now, over time, these things may fade away. But again, remember, Buffalo needs this now. And a pick, possibly a fumble lost. You know, if you're talking about your feet are cold, then, you know, like, what's to stop somebody from kind of grabbing the shoe just a little harder on the tackle when you're running? Because when you're a runner, anything's possible. But again, a lot of stuff is going to be done on the ground. And that's why I go back to Mac Jones, where, you know, look, well, you know what Mac did in that first game? You know, that's not what a quarterback should do. And my thing is, well, why does he need to do anything else? And in fact, when discussion has been like, has Mac hit a wall? Here's Kurt Warner on the Next Pats podcast talking about, it isn't so much a wall that Mac Jones has hit.
How would you explain some of the regression maybe we've seen as far as the turnovers and the decision-making things have gone for him?
You know, I'm not sure I would say regression. Okay. I just think there's times that he plays too fast. Sometimes he gets to the check down too quickly. Instead of letting a play out, seeing what the defense is going to do and get to his check down when he should get to his check down, he's making some of those decisions kind of real quickly. So you go back to the Indianapolis game, you know, we threw the interception in the red zone. You know, he peeked off to his left to his first read, and then he came back to his second read without really verifying what was going on, and he threw it, and Darius Leonard's right there to make the interception. There was another play in that game where he threw an interception, throwing it to his back on a check down, where he had an opportunity or a couple opportunities for big plays, but he got off it so quick, and then he wasn't quite ready to make, you know, the check down throw and really see the defense, you know, because that's what I mean when he goes so quickly that it's almost like, boom, boom, and now I got to get the ball out.
Yeah, you wonder if the prudence of Mac Jones will be more beneficial tomorrow than the gunslinging, chance-taking of Josh Allen. Josh Allen threw three interceptions last week, but they played the Jets, right? So, but this isn't the Jets you're playing this week. And if you said, hey, going into this game, let's say Josh Allen doesn't throw three interceptions but throws two, you would probably say the Bills lose that game and probably by double digits. But Josh Allen will take those chances. And I would rather say, hey, look, if you know you have an established running game and they can't stop it, and then they couldn't stop it against Tampa the next week, why not stick to that? Prove them wrong. Because when the return game, right, you knew they were going to be prepared for the run. There was going to be a lot of emotions from the Bills. And the Patriots were at a point where they had to show something outside of the running game. So that's one of those games where, like, okay, you got to show something. Some things were shown as the game went along. But I think what the key is, just the same way that I said before the Jaguars game 2 weeks ago, and what didn't happen last week against Miami, is getting off to the fast start. You have to get off to a fast start, even if it's a field goal. You have to put the Bills in the position of thinking like, oh God, we're down. And if they have that thought in their head, then there you have even a greater chance of Josh Allen making a bigger mistake. 617-779-7937 is the Harbor One hotline. Get you through here to WEEI Late Night here with KJ. And the text line 37937. Still to come, Justin, in about 10 minutes. You remember the text that I sent you. One of the Squid Games that I gave you last week hit for over $1.5 million.
one that was actually referred to as calamari.
As calamari. You know, that just might be a term that just moves forward. When you hit, it's calamari, because you can eat off of that all day.
Should have locked it in right when you called it calamari. You called it. You said, I like this Squid Game. I call that calamari. I was like, maybe, you got me thinking about the food. I should have locked it in.
Yeah, Justin, we shouldn't be eating this late at night, especially squid.
Yes. Yeah,
that's in 10 right? minutes. Plus, I've got the wild card version of Squid Games where all three games combined, total payout, over $5 million on three games. I'm trying to tell you, Squid Games hit last week. It just might hit for you this week. So what does Mac Jones have to do? If we've talked about how he has to probably be a little more prudent, I don't think any of the fan base wants to see Mac just go wild. But Keyshawn Johnson at ESPN says Mac's got to show and prove.
If he's got to be 25 or 32 for 310 yards and three touchdowns, and he's got to do that, they're not going to win the game. This is not about Mac Jones. It's about Bill Belichick's defense. It's about running the football. It's about playing to your strengths and not putting pressure on a young quarterback that is young. The New England Patriots are not in this position because of Mac Jones. No matter how many times people want to give him the flowers, they're not in this position because of him. They're in a position because they ran the ball well and they played defense.
You know, it's interesting just hearing the narrative of people across the country. They think that Mac Jones is, I don't know, John the Baptist's brother, Jesus's cousin, you know? I've never seen it that way. I think I've been very honest about Mac Jones throughout the course of this season. I haven't been a homer about him, and at the same time, I haven't been, trying to bury him, just because, a couple of mistakes. If the mistakes continue to show, then yeah, but... It's interesting. I'm just trying to figure out where does this now. Everybody here in New England knows it's the run game and the defense that's winning these games. No one's saying, wow, did you see Mac throw for four touchdowns? And I mean, oh my God, passer rating of 4,060. No. No. See, the Bills want that because they know, hey, if we can get him into some passing mistakes, then we have a chance. We don't have to live in our own heads. I mean, do you do this, Justin? I do this sometimes. Like, I will play the upcoming matchup on Madden, and this is a true story. I played at Buffalo, put snow on the ground because, it doesn't give you the wind like you want to sometimes, so I put snow on the ground because I figured I'd get wind. I beat the Bills 27-0, and I should tell you that I am not an expert on Madden, but here was the best part of the game. Sean McDermott started screaming at one of his assistants on the sideline. Josh Allen is screaming at his defense because they pinned me down at the one-yard line with the ball, and we went 99 yards and scored in the third quarter into the fourth. But they were screaming at each other, and I said, you know what? Even though I'm playing a version of Madden 22, what's happening on the sideline psychologically is dead on. You may see that tomorrow night. People losing it on the sidelines. It can't happen to the Patriots. It can't happen at home, but it will. It will. They say all that stuff. You could go to the gym all you want, lift as many weights as you want, run as many 40s as you want. But from the shoulder pads up, if that isn't correct, I don't care how great you are. Here's Captain Devin McCourty on Greg Hill Show talking about here's how we get players ready who haven't been in these situations called the playoffs before.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's coming from all different angles, from the coaching staff, from some of the experienced players. And I think we always talk about that, like the experience and guys telling other guys and all. You know how it goes. It all comes down to what we go out there and do Saturday. We can continue to talk about things and do things in practice the right way and, show guys like, hey, well, this is 0-0 season, number one seed, sixth seed, fifth seed. None of that stuff matters once you get out there on the field.
That's what I'm talking about. It just comes down to 14 teams left. The only difference is two teams get to ice up for an extra week. Those are your one seeds in the AFC and the NFC. But come tomorrow night, I still believe there is going to be a little of that Patriots magic that exists in the ether more so than probably in a jersey. that is in the head of the Buffalo Bills fans. Their whole premise, their whole thought process of putting up these JV banners is they want to be the ones that say, we're the ones that dethroned the mighty Patriots dynasty. Yeah, what happens if the Patriots suddenly just came in your lawn and just, you know, dropped a deuce? Think about it, how serious this could be for Buffalo. Yeah, the NFL, they want to go international. You don't think the USFL coming in the spring and the CFL may not be talking about potentially merging to be a kind of a little international league in exchange for taking one of those NFL teams and moving them to Toronto? You know they got a dome in Toronto, Buffalo. Just want to let you know, your governor already said you're not getting a dome. They got a dome in Toronto. The beer is fresher. It's got a little more alcohol content in it. I love those Molsons. Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't think Molson's on the books. But if they ever do, and you need a face, and you need some lips to drink it too, you got it. Buffalo knows all this. You can't do these games in London because that's going to be an unfair competitive advantage. Yeah, we played in London. You put a team in London, every day. Your bye week is the next week automatically, no matter who you are. You play in Toronto, and you say, hey, CFL, you and the USFL will get together and we'll put money behind it. Because I looked it up. A CFL team tried to be in the USFL the first time. Uh-oh. The Bills are in trouble tomorrow beyond the football field. Harbor One Hotline, 617-779-7937. The text line, 37937. Next, it's the Squid Games on WEEI Late Night.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More of what you want to hear. EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Yeah, turn that up, Justin. Late Night, WEEI. Part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Turn it up, Justin. Turn it up. Yeah. Live in shows, like Zeppelin would do this and then go into the drum solo, or later on it would be out on the tiles. Thank you so much for hanging out late night. We'll get into Squid Games here in a few minutes. Justin, I just realized, literally, we were just off the air during the break, that today is my one-year anniversary on WEEI.
Well, congratulations to you, and time flies, huh?
Yeah, time flies. It does. I mean, a lot has happened over the last year. I think about all the things that happened just in the past year, because January 14th last year was a Thursday. Yeah, last year was a Thursday. From January 14th was my first day last year, but my first day last year wasn't on a Friday. Like, I do the numbers, not the day. My wife does the day. I'm like, that's the 15th. It was the 13th. But it's just been an absolute blast. And I appreciate those who have kind of commandeered over from other places here in the market to join me over here. Some people, reach me on this side. They're like, it's so good to hear you again on the air and everything in this capacity. So just very thankful for all people involved at the station with the company and so forth. And it's been a lot of fun. I get to be me. That's really, do I get to sing I Gotta Be Me, right? Or do I save that for another time? Maybe some drinks involved. Okay, I'll stop. Justin, play the segment of the Squid Games last week, and I'll tell you about how it hit. Chargers at the Raiders, where everything matters. Take the Raiders to win, plus 135. The Raiders win by 1 to 6 points. They've been eking them out every week since they beat the Browns, plus 310. Will both teams score 30? Why, yes. It'll make for a perfect Sunday night football game. The flags will stay tucked in at plus 475. Woo, this Squid Game is getting fat. Raiders score over 31.5. Absolutely. Who doesn't want a shootout on the last prime time game of the regular season? Plus 340. Take the money line and the Raiders and the points over 58.5, because if both teams score 30, there you go. Plus 650, $1,000 bet yields a return of $1,827,241.25. I like that Squid Game right there. I call that calamari. Wow. The first Squid Game that hits on the very last game of the regular season. $1,000 would have yielded you $1,827,241.25. Justin, truth-telling, full disclosure here to the audience, I text you because that game was over 12:30 at night.
Yeah, that was the one that went into overtime. That was the wild one. Yep.
Right. And so I'm like, wow, I'm so excited. I text Justin at 12:30 at night, forgetting that you're the single guy and I'm the married guy. And as the married guy, I excitedly get on my phone at 12:30 at night, texting somebody like, oh my gosh. You know, that's how a wife rolls over and is like, what are you doing? But when that money is involved, we'll get to the Squid Games here in a second. Harbor One Hotline's got Paulie on it. Thank you so much for calling. You're on WEEI.
Hey, KJ, always a pleasure to listen to you, man. You're better than a cup of coffee. You're as good as a cup of coffee late at night, man. You keep them up, all right? You got plenty of energy this time of the day.
Oh, well, thank you. With a donut, too? Oh, thank you so much. What's on your mind, Paulie?
All right. I called to tear apart Keyshawn Johnson. You know, what is he talking about? This is not the Belichick defense of yesteryear. This defense is shot right now. The best defensive tackles all on a linebacker close getting old, and some of these guys that aren't so old like Judon haven't been showing up over the last month. I don't know what's going on. He's probably playing hurt. The defensive backfield is shot. The injury list is sky high on that side of the ball. The stronger unit is the offense by far. They're the healthier. They can match up better against Buffalo. There's certain ways they can overwhelm Buffalo. It's going to take. It's not Mac Jones. It's that entire unit. Mac's going to have to be on, but these boys are going to have to roll. They're going to have to make Buffalo defend all areas of the field. They're going to have to try to go deep early to get them to move back a bit. They've got Wilkerson coming in. Wilkerson coming in for N'Keal Harry. That'll open things up a little bit. They're going to have to be creative. They're not going to have to just try to run it down their throat. You're going to have to try to matriculate the ball downfield, staying a step ahead of that defense. Using the talent that you have, you have better guys that can match up better against their defense on offense. So you do on defense, and then when you get down to the end of the field,
Paulie, when the defense is tired, then you run hard. Let me go ahead and say thank you for the call, because that was really about to be an NFL film script. But I do agree with Paulie. The offense has to be explosive, but it has to be careful, because if Mac makes a couple mistakes early, you know Bill's going to pull in those reins. We'll talk more Patriots here. 20 minutes. Hang out. But right now, it's time for the Squid Games.
Welcome to the Squid Games, where your bets and your debts have a chance. But remember, it's all fun until your kidneys are on the line. For 100 million more, it's the Squid Games.
I've got three wild card games for you, paying over $5 million total. In Squid Game number one, Raiders at Bengals. Oh, I don't think the Raiders will win, but they have some interesting props you might want to join in, like the Raiders will score over 23.5 plus 115. I mean, it's going to be a shootout, but Joe Burrow's got guns upon guns upon guns. Take the Bengals to win by 7 to 12 points plus 360. Bengals score over 31.5 again. What you saw Sunday night, you may see again. plus 180. Take the Bengals and the over of 53.5 points. I think that'll happen easily. Plus 240. And the first touchdown from Darren Waller, it'll be his single touchdown, plus 1,200. $1,000 bet yields $1,222,986.40. And I didn't even pick an upset in that one. But in the second game, it's an upset. Patriots at Bills. Take the Patriots to win, plus 165. Bills lead at halftime, but the Patriots win. Oh, I would just love to see Buffalo fall into Lake Erie. You know the Erie spelt with two E's at the front? Plus 800. Pats win by 1-6 points, plus 375. The Bills score under 16.5, plus 333. Ramondre Stevenson scores a touchdown, and the Pats win, plus 550. A $1,000 bet yields a return of $3,187,476.69. Woo! I could buy the other half of my house in Waltham. Hey, neighbor, you want to go? Bro, it's time for you to go. Game three, and it's got a lot of people talking. 49ers at the Cowboys. Money is jumping towards the 49ers to win, and that'll get you plus 135. Cowboys lead at the half, but the 49ers win. Yeah, Kellen Moore, their offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, he can kind of get pretty at the end for no reason. Plus 700. 49ers win by 1-6 points. Jimmy G pulls out another miracle late, plus 340. Take the 49ers and under 35.5 points. It's a risky one, but plus 1,100. It could be a dogfight. Take the money line and both teams score 20 points. 49ers will, but the Cowboys won't. Plus 425. A $1,000 bet yields, get ready for it, Justin, $5,210,360. The Squid Game paid $1.8 million last week. Will you venture to play a wild card Squid Game? Okay, why'd I sound like Faye Dunaway and Mommy Dearest there? Squid Game. Next, the Celtics, three-game winning streak, it ends. So a new losing streak has begun. We'll talk about their game with Philly tonight, what they're looking at ahead, and what they may need to up, because there's a scoring issue with this team. Second hour of Late Night here on WEEI with KJ is next. Thanks so much for hanging out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.